Section 10. Other important information. A. Medical conditions to report to MVA. Approval by the MVA's Driver Wellness and Safety Division and/or the Medical Advisory Board is required if a person has any of the conditions listed below which may affect their ability to drive. If someone has one of these medical conditions, they must notify MVA when the condition is diagnosed or when applying for or renewing a driver's license. Diabetes that has caused a low blood sugar episode requiring assistance from another person in the last 6 months. Epilepsy. Seizure. A heart condition that has caused a loss of consciousness in the past 6 months. Stroke. A condition that causes you to have dizzy spells, fainting, or blackouts. Sleep apnea or narcolepsy. A history of traumatic brain injury, TBI. A condition that causes weakness, shaking, or numbness in the arms, hands, legs, or feet that may affect your ability to drive. A hand, arm, foot, or leg that is absent, amputated, or has a loss of function that may affect your ability to drive. An eye problem which prevents a corrected minimum visual acuity of 20/70 in at least one eye or binocular field of vision of at least 110 degrees. Alcohol use problem. Drug use problem. A mental health condition that may affect your ability to drive. Schizophrenia. Or dementia. B. Supervising driver, requirements and responsibilities. Maryland learner's permit holders may drive only those vehicles or class of vehicles specified on the learner's permit, and then only while accompanied by a supervising driver who is at least 21 years old, is currently licensed for at least 3 years in Maryland or another state to drive vehicles of the class being driven by the holder of the permit, is seated beside the holder of the learner's permit, unless the vehicle is a motorcycle. C. Organ donor. Maryland residents can give the gift of life and health to someone else by donating organs or tissues after death. Anyone 18 years of age or older may be an organ donor. Minors who are at least 16 years old may add a donor designation if a parent or guardian consents in writing. Look for the statement in your license application or renewal notice that states, please check if upon your death, you desire to help others by becoming an organ donor. By checking yes, you authorize all necessary personal information to be forwarded to the Maryland Department of Health and Mental Hygiene and maintained in the Maryland Organ Donor Registry. Additional information on the organ donor program may be found on the MVA website. D. Register to vote. The National Voter Registration Act of 1993, often referred to as Motor Voter, is a federal law that requires the MVA to provide its eligible customers the opportunity to apply to register to vote, or update voting information, during a driver's license or photo identification, ID, card transaction. E. Insurance requirements. All motor vehicles registered in Maryland must be insured by a company licensed in Maryland. Vehicle owners must have their vehicles insured for personal injury and property damage liability in amounts required by law. Remember, it is against the law to drive without vehicle insurance. If you do not maintain your vehicle insurance on all vehicles, you will be fined up to $2,500 per vehicle each year. See the MVA website for additional information regarding specific amounts of required insurance. Effective October 1, 2016. All drivers are required to have in their possession, at all times while operating a motor vehicle, a valid insurance identification card. This card may be in electronic format and must be presented on request of a law enforcement officer. Failure to comply with this requirement may result in the imposition of fines. F. Seat belt law. Maryland motor vehicle law requires that the driver and all passengers of a motor vehicle must wear a seat belt or be restrained in a child safety seat if applicable. G. Child safety seats. All children under age 8 must ride in an appropriate child safety seat, unless the child is 4, 9 or taller. The restraint must be used in accordance with the child safety seat and vehicle manufacturer's instructions. Child safety seats include car seats, booster seats or other federally approved child safety devices. If you are unable to purchase or obtain a child safety seat, you may contact Kids in Safety Seats, KISS, at the Maryland Department of Health and Mental Hygiene at 800-370-SEAT. KISS coordinates loaner programs in various areas of the state that rent car seats or booster seats at a minimal cost to families who cannot afford to purchase them. Seat availability may vary per site. H. Airbags. Airbags are important safety devices that provide protection in crashes. For best protection, they must be used in combination with the vehicle's lap and shoulder belt. Children in a rear-facing car seat should never ride in the front seat of a vehicle with a passenger airbag. Sit as far back from the steering wheel as practical. Try to maintain 10 to 12 inches from the steering wheel to the chest. Children, under age 13, should ride buckled up in a rear seat, in an appropriate child safety seat or seat belt. Pregnant women should place the lap portion of the seat belt under the abdomen as low as possible on the hips and across the upper thighs and the shoulder belt over the rounding of the belly. I. Braking with anti-lock braking system, ABS. Anti-lock braking systems, ABS, are designed to prevent your wheels from locking up and allow you to steer. Whenever the vehicle's computer detects that one or more wheels are locking, ABS begins to pump the brakes at a much faster rate to avoid locking. When the ABS engages, you may hear a rumble from the brakes and the brake pedal will vibrate under your foot. You should refer to your vehicle owner's manual for more information regarding anti-lock braking systems. J. Wearing of headsets, earphones, and earplugs prohibited. Earplugs, headsets, or earphones, attached to a radio, portable audio device, CD player, or other audio device, that are in or cover both ears are prohibited while driving a motor vehicle. Hearing aid devices are acceptable. K. Parallel parking. Parallel parking is no longer required during the on-course testing, but is still included in the driving education curriculum. While this maneuver provides visual skills, judgment of space, use of mirrors and turn signals, steering, braking and acceleration control, etc., these skills are demonstrated during the reverse two-point turn that is required during course testing. L. Reverse two-point turn. Required of all applicants applying for their original Class C driver's license. This maneuver provides a demonstration of the applicant's visual skills, backing skills, judgment of space, use of mirrors and turn signals, steering, braking, acceleration control, and general driving skills. The turn must be completed in a 10 feet by 20 feet space. M. Rules and tips for bicyclists. Like motor vehicle operators, bicyclists have both rights and responsibilities for operating on the road safely. Do your part by being a safe and courteous bicyclist. Obey the rules of the road. Ride straight and single file in a predictable manner. Plan ahead and allow time to maneuver around road hazards and to negotiate with traffic and open car doors. Yield to pedestrians and obey all traffic signals and signs. Ride with traffic. Always ride on the right side. Use caution if passing other traffic on the right. When approaching an intersection, use the appropriate lane for the direction you intend to travel, left, straight, right. Signal all turns. Look back before you make a lane change or turn. Signal safely in advance using one of these signals. Make left-hand turns safely. You may turn left as a vehicle by moving into the left side of the travel lane, or left turn lane, or cross like a pedestrian by stopping, dismounting, and walking across crosswalks. Be prepared for slick road conditions. When braking in the rain or snow, allow extra distance to stop and look for pavement markings and utility covers, which may become slippery. Be visible. Use lights at night. When riding at night, Maryland state law requires a white headlight on the front and a red reflector on the back visible from at least 600 feet. In addition, it is recommended that you wear bright clothing in the daytime and reflective clothing for night riding. Bicycle equipment. Helmets are required for operators or passengers of bicycles under the age of 16. They are, however, strongly recommended for all operators or passengers regardless of age. By law, all bicycles must be equipped with brakes capable of stopping from a speed of 10 miles per hour within 15 feet on dry, level, clean pavement. a white beam headlight visible at a distance of 500 feet, and a red rear reflector, visible at a distance of 600 feet, if ridden at night or during unfavorable light conditions. A safety seat, firmly secured to the bicycle, or a trailer must be used if traveling with a small child. A bicycle basket, rack or bag must be used in transporting small articles so that both hands may be kept on the handlebars. N. Electric low-speed vehicles, definitions. Electric bicycles. Operated by human power with the assistance of an electric motor. Equipped with fully operable pedals. Has two or three wheels. Has a motor with a rating of 750 watts or less. Electric bicycle classes. Class 1 equipped with a motor that provides assistance only when the rider is pedaling and ceases to provide assistance when the bicycle reaches a speed of 20 miles per hour. Class 2 equipped with a motor that provides assistance whether or not the rider is pedaling the bicycle and ceases to provide assistance when the bicycle reaches a speed of 20 miles per hour. Class 3 equipped with a motor that provides assistance only when the rider is pedaling and ceases to provide assistance when the bicycle reaches a speed of 28 miles per hour. Electric low-speed scooters. Designed to transport only the operator. Weighs less than 100 pounds. Has single wheels in tandem or a combination of one or two wheels at the front and rear of the vehicle. Is equipped with handlebars and a platform designed to be stood on while riding. Is solely powered by an electric motor and human power. Is capable of operating at a speed of up to 20 miles per hour. Note: users of low-speed electric vehicles should check local jurisdictional restrictions to determine the legal operation of these vehicles.